If hope is the thing with feathers, then spring is a great time of year to look up. Billions of birds head north during spring migration to nest and breed. And you can find them even in the densest of cities. NPR's Melissa Block sent this audio postcard from the wilds of our nation's capital.
Here's the thing. You just have to tune your ears a bit. Filter out traffic and horns. And focus on song. I've come out early on a Sunday morning to meet up with a few fellow birders. We'll be catching the tail end of spring migration.
Good morning.
I'm Melissa.
Melissa, finally nice to meet you.
Great to meet you, too.
Yeah.
Tyke James bikes up. He's president of DC Audubon. He suggested we go birding in Fort Slocum Park. It's just a few blocks long, set among brick row houses. Step into the park, and you find yourself under a thick canopy of towering oak and elm.
Pros and cons of being in here. It's very dense, so it's really great migratory stopover habitat. But, oh, pee-wee! Nice. But yeah, you're going to hear more than you see.
That little eastern wood pee-wee, it's likely migrated all the way up from South America this spring to breed.
Pee-wee! You can't unhear it. Every time I hear a pee-wee, I'm like, there's a pee-wee. It's right there.
This is Emmy Bagrati.
People think when you're birding in a big city, you can't get to places like this. Mm-hmm. But honestly, with the exception of some ambient noise, I mean, would you know that you're in D.C. right now?
And we're hearing a lot, the burbly buzz of a blue-gray gnatcatcher, the insistent tea kettle of a Carolina wren.
One of the smallest birds, but also one of the loudest.
Pretty soon, we hear the raucous rasp of a great crested flycatcher. We hear eastern towhees singing, "Drink Your Tea." And all of a sudden, Joe Stiles spots one of my favorite birds.
Oh, yeah. Do you see that?
Oh, yep. Okay, yeah, there it is.
Are you seeing it?
Oh, it's so pretty. It's a spectacular male American redstart, black with bright orange patches that flash in the sun.
It's on full display right now, which I know it's called a redstart, but I would think of it a little more orange.
It's very much like a Halloween orange and black palette.
Yeah.
It's not red to me at all.
Birders will often talk about their spark bird, the one that got them hooked. Joe Stiles is especially fond of loons.
You know, it's a very melancholy call, which is very beautiful. I can do it on my hands.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. So good.
Impressive.
So impressive, in fact, that the Merlin Bird app, which identifies audio of bird songs and calls, the app registered Joe doing that and reported that there was a loon nearby.
No way!
It came up as a loon.
Wait, that's awesome.
In the end, after about an hour and a half in the park, we've seen or heard
chimney swift, red-bellied woodpecker, downy woodpecker, northern flicker.
23 species in all.
Blue-gray gnatcatcher, Carolina wren.
Not bad for a morning's amble in the heart of Washington, D.C.
Black pole warbler, northern cardinal, and, as our last bird, the brown thrasher.
Melissa Block, NPR News.